This is Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence. Your 8:03 tee time every Sunday morning on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at RealLaro5. Today's show is brought to you by French Lick Resorts, Man O' War Golf, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Carroll and Stone Insurance, and Edwin Watts Golf. Now, let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to start this. Good morning. Hi, everybody. Who was that? Backspin Golf, 8:03 tee time. Sitting here with none other than Perry French, who has become quite a celebrity around the country. Hi, good morning. You could say hi.
Good morning.
I said your name.
That's funny. It's Perry French,
twice.
Perry French, I can start talking.
Yes, that's your cue, so to speak. Libhead and his lovely wife, Linda, in Salem, Massachusetts, listened to our show Sunday, our live show about the PGA.
The live rant.
The rant. Yes, it was a little ranting going on. Anyway. And now in Salem, you have two huge fans who call you Perry French. Even when my friend's talking to me about you, he says, Perry French said. So this has turned into quite the thing. And he asked me how it got started. I said, I have no idea.
The game of golf. None. It is a connector of people in lots of different ways, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is. All right. So last week, PGA.
Yeah.
We were on, obviously, before the final round.
Phew.
Most of what we talked about was Koepka can't lose. And then all of a sudden, and here's the horrible thing. It really is horrible. This guy is one of the most talented players we've seen in a very long time.
Yeah.
Among many.
Without question. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. And here we are. He makes that first bogey on the back, and I go, yeah! Like, well, I'm rooting for the guy to hit it out of bounds or something.
It had a U.S. Open-type feel to it because of the golf course.
I want to talk about that, too.
And,
yeah.
and certainly in previous PGAs, that's a birdie. It's about making birdies, even though last year was pretty tough coming down the green mile at Charlotte. I thought it took on that definite sequential couple of bogeys. Oh, he can make another bogey. Can he make another bogey? He did. And then
you said it before the round last week. You said, yes, 10, he's going to win, 12. But anything can happen. Right. He makes a bogey. That's why I texted you.
In that
you.
Stretch, if you recall, I think it was on the 11th hole, maybe the 11th or 12th, he made about a 5-footer for bogey.
Yes.
That was real important.
He actually got a fist bump.
And
from Ricky Elliott,
at that point
from his
in time,
caddy.
You don't realize how that changes the mindset and, you know, the leaking oil and not,
right.
Am I going to get this done? He said he didn't think about that, but
I don't believe
when the
that.
Birdie goes in on 15 for Dustin Johnson for his fourth birdie of that hole,
yes.
Amazing. and then you go, uh-oh, one shot.
Yeah.
DJ didn't finish the deal again.
Again.
I don't know what his deal is.
He's won the Grand Slam of runner-ups.
He is taking on a role that was probably left to be one like Phil Mickelson had in his heyday.
Correct.
When he was always contending but couldn't
when
close
Tiger
the deal,
was
made
right.
some mistakes. We can go back to when he three-putted 18 at the U.S. Open for Jordan Spieth to slide in for the win there. A lot of opportunities, a lot of chances, great player, and just not quite closing the deal. One major, so you got to wonder. But you know, DJ's you can't ignore his knowledge and or his strength of play. He's
right.
a phenomenal player.
Right.
What's the deal, man? Let's put a W in the major column for you again. So
yep.
Brooks has taken over. He's got that confidence. Excuse me. Bethpage, I called the carnage at Bethpage. Page made everyone black and blue.
Oh, nice.
You know, so it was it was just a tough, tough golf course we saw. You know, it's not fun to watch guys shoot 81.
No, we don't want.
We don't want to watch. People
I
don't realize,
watch myself you don't, shoot 81.
Matsuyama shootings. You don't want to see players.
Right.
That's not fun to watch golf that
right.
way. Dynamically, you want two guys three guys competing with the chance that there could be. But 30-mile-an-hour winds, that golf course was an absolute beast the last 10, 11 holes.
I have a friend that was there who said, as no matter what they showed you or talked about on TV, it was not as bad as the actual conditions were. He said it was brutal.
I can't imagine. Brutal. They didn't mow the rough the whole week. That's the thing about playing Bethpage in May versus playing Bethpage in,
you've talked about this
in the summertime when we had the U.S. Open there, and they're going to host the Ryder Cup in the fall. Oh. It's going to be a completely different golf course. It's going to play very much links-ish and dry and firm.
Yeah.
I guess I was surprised that Jordan Spieth played as well as he did on a long golf course.
That's not the course you would have thought he would have started.
He didn't play well on Saturday going into that round. I
mean, right.
6 under par and shoots a couple over. But good for him. Played well. I think maybe the soft golf course may have helped him just because of getting the ball in play.
And he kept talking about patience, which is something he hasn't had.
And he wasn't expecting a lot of himself, so I think that was a good thing.
Right.
And then Tiger Woods just not playing any golf between the majors. I think in the back burner, he was probably thinking, this isn't going to set up well for me anyhow.
Right.
I don't think he looked at Bethpage Black as his kind of golf course.
Right.
Penal, super high rough. I just think he said, look, I'm just going to conserve myself. And he's going to get ready for
Pebble.
Number two at Pebble.
Right.
You know, number two.
Which was my original prediction.
And I think that's his gear up. I hope he play. I'm sure he's going to play in the Memorial. But that's the type of thing where you need to see him. It just needs to play.
Right. Absolutely.
As great as he is, you just can't go to the PGA Championship and not play golf for 4 weeks. I'm sorry. And then he got a bad draw starting on 10. I thought it was a bad pairing for him to have to go with Koepka the first day.
Absolutely. Not only starting on 10, but the early time on Thursday, boom, double. But like 15 guys made double on 10.
As a PGA professional, I don't know why in the flip of tee times they don't put these pairings, the marquee pairings, in the right slot.
Right.
They don't need to tee off at 8-19.
No.
Okay?
Ridiculous.
The flip on 1 and 10 is that, but give these guys, you want them to play well. You don't want to put them in a disadvantage. I don't care about the rest of the field. The top 30 guys in the world, I want them in the best conditions as far as tee times and success.
And they don't need to do early. They could have had them go off at 10:30 one day and 12:30 the next day.
They go off 1 and 10 the first 2 days. That's the problem with the split. So your tee times, you got to flip and you got to go about 2 hour and 10 interval. And that's going to put you from 7 to 9.
Right.
And then you go back in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So I know it's dynamics trying to get 156 players around the golf course. So I know all those logistics, but
there must be a better way to do this.
I just think that put Tiger in a bad spot, and he also created his own mess with not really preparing as he needed to. So
now,
PGA's over, and it's time for another major.
To move on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now before we let the PGA go, I want to hear, because I respect you more than anybody in golf. Okay. Anyway, whether that's true or not. Anyway, what are your feelings about Brooks and Jenna Sims, his girlfriend? Do you have the same feelings?
Well, she was fourth in line for the congratulatory hug.
And he blew her off.
Yeah.
That kiss before the round blew her off. Now, Mikey and I have a very strong theory about pro athletes and their girlfriends.
Oh.
Like Rory was destroyed. His downfall started with the whole Carolyn Wozniacki.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Now, this is big time stuff. This is major championship golf. I think my feeling is, it's just my opinion, keep them away. Don't even let them on the golf course. That's my feeling. Because
I think it's all fair and love and war. You want to have that cheerleader on the side, so the camera can pan to her and the fans. It's all part of that live television story we like to see and how they're reacting to what's going on the golf course.
Oh, she claims that they started going out right before he won his first major.
Wow.
Right before.
Well, then there's no Wozniacki curse going on there, is there?
Well, did you see now? Here's my prediction. They will not be together.
Oh, my gosh.
By the Open Championship.
By the Open?
Correct.
Wow.
That's my prediction. Another of my predictions.
It's going to be a rough summer for Brooksy then.
No,
huh?
For Jenna.
Or for Jenna. Think, well,
not for Brooksy.
Okay.
No, won't be. Ain't happening.
Oh.
All right.
He's got it going on. I like his chances.
Yeah.
On both the golf course and level.
Correct. That's okay. That's good. That's what. All right. You brought some. You always bring wonderful things here. Do you want to talk? Let's talk about your wedges.
Okay, we'll talk about wedges, and then we'll talk about stats next show.
Okay, great.
Hold on.
No, wait a minute. Just, I know you're anxious to get to this, but I want to paint a visual picture for our listeners. Perry French, in his beautiful Strixon Golf Cleveland Golf Zexio golf shirt, walks in this morning with three wedges in his hands. They're so beautiful, I can't touch them. Okay. I can't. I don't want any of my bad golf mojo rubbing off on.
This is to help your golf mojo.
Yeah, these wedges are, as you called them, sexy.
Yeah, they are.
They're beautiful.
It's amazing. I guess I'm amazed. I've been doing this for a lot of years and watch product cycles change and introductory of new products and, of course, continuum products that have done very well. And they bring out the new edition.
Right.
And you go, oh, what's going to be so big about this? And so that happened just last week when we got introduced to the new CBX2 wedge. And it's the second generation of the CBX wedge, which started our first
I have a CBX wedge.
Our first true foray into a game enhancement, game
right.
improvement wedge with a tour shape and style and groove design.
Right.
Most wedges designs are of the tour style for tour player caliber.
Well, I will say all the Cleveland wedges have been the best wedges for a long time. Well,
the brand was built on the wedge.
Okay.
Roger Cleveland built the
right.
brand
on wedges.
On his design of wedges.
Okay.
And, such.
And but those are, as you're saying, those are when a player like me gets a wedge like that in his hand, it's not. You got to be really good to play with those wedges.
It's the appeal of it. It's really sharp looking, and you think,
yeah.
oh, I can hit a good shot.
Right.
But when you get to the reality of it is you have to have a level of skill that
Correct.
Matches the product's performance.
That's what I'm talking about.
And when Roger Cleveland started the company, and now our designers, our design team, we've tackled the market of, say, look, we've got great players, and we build wedge players for the tour players and all the aspiring players out there. And we will continue to be the best at doing that. But what happens is when the next guy comes up and says, I'd like to play a Cleveland wedge, but I'm just learning how to play, or I've been playing for 10 years, I'm not
right.
very good. How can I get better at my wedge game? Well, our goal is to build something that they can have what they like to look at, because
yes.
that's the first thing all of us,
always.
Whatever your skill level is,
always.
How's a golf club look to you when you
yeah.
put it in the playing position? So we got to get past that visual enhancement of the product, and that's what it starts. Then we go from there as well, what is the function of it? How can it work and how can it help
right.
that player who's not very good or struggles with those certain shots? And there's always, in everybody's game, you play a certain shot you're confident with. It might be the 80-yard shot, you hit that 54-degree wedge
right.
and it's a bingo shot and you're,
mm-hmm.
you're high percentage. But then you vary as you move up and down the yardage line or when we start changing the condition.
Right.
So the struggle with that is, well, why? Why can I be good from 80 yards but I'm not very good from 40 and I'm really bad out of the rough? A lot of it has to do with the condition you're playing. If you're playing from 80 yards out of the
right.
fairway, it's a pretty
different
much a full
from the
swing
rough.
And that
right.
stuff. So we decided that if we're going to help our golfing public build a wedge that fits 90% of the players, and that's what CBX 1 did, and now CBX 2 does that.
This whole concept, as you explained
so
it to
we,
me, is amazing.
We took the wedge and we took cavity back, which makes forgiveness the key feature.
Right.
But we took that, and last year's version did not have the gel fill that we put in this year. Well, the gel fill does one thing that's real important to players, how it sounds, how it feels.
How it looks and how it
feel
sounds.
Is exactly
and
how it
feels.
Right. Sound is feel. That's when I sold Vokey wedges, that's what the best wedge designers tell you. Sound is feel and feel is sound.
Right.
And so this gel infusion to that cavity zone creates the feel that people like to feel when they play a tour wedge because it's all solid material.
There you go.
So we did that,
right.
number two. Then we took 35% of the weight out of the hosel. There's a notch in the hosel, the back of the wedge,
yes.
as you can see, but our viewers
yep.
will see when they go check it out. This weight was repositioned to the toe of the golf club. Why, do you ask?
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Because most players tend to hit their wedge shots.
Where?
On the toe.
Huh.
So we've moved and repositioned the weight to address that, create, again, more solid feel and, again, more distance control because there's less loss of distance.
This is so cool.
Hit it less off center. But if the center of gravity is in the center of the club, and typical with wedges, which is not this is all online all the time, is that it's high into the heel. So this way we actually put the wedge where most people hit it. So with that being said, it's going to be more dynamically balanced for the way that player strikes his shot. It's going to create a lot more solid shots. And instead of having a 100-yard shot that you hit off the toe go 85 yards, it'll go 92 yards, 93 yards. It'll be a lot less loss of distance.
This is so brilliant.
So the third piece of the puzzle is the balance of the soul. That's the one thing that we always talk about, how this affects your chances of being successful in good lies, rough lies, and then bunkers, and, of course, scruffy lies.
Yeah.
When players are using a low lofted wedge, like a 46, 48, 50, 52, it's an approach wedge. It's your gap wedge.
Right.
You're trying to hit it a certain distance with pretty much a full swing or at least a three-quarter swing.
Right.
The angle of attack is a little steeper, and you're going to hit the ball first, turf second. So we use the V-sole, which was throughout the entire CBX line last generation. That's great. Helps the club go in and out of the turf.
Right.
All conditions. But when you get to the 54 and 56, we changed the grind and we gave it called an S grind. So if you looked at it from the top to the bottom, from the toe to the heel, it forms an S. It curves.
Yes, it does.
The toe and heel are relieved. Why? So they don't dig. So when you play this wedge, you typically sometimes are playing different yardages, so you have to adjust the loft by opening
open
or
the
clothing.
Face. Right.
This gives you the playability to do that.
I'm getting chills.
Yeah, a lot more versatility, if you will, along with playability.
Okay? All the abilities.
Yeah, if you just had availability. Okay, so the last piece of the puzzle is the 60 and 58. Those are your high lofted wedges, typically for a really hard or a trouble shot that you've short-sided yourself or a steep bunker.
Right.
A lob wedge. It is. But it's for that. I don't think people use 58s and 60s all the time, but it's a certain type of shots on the golf course that you just need the extra loft.
Correct.
Well, we put a C grind there. You can see it looks like a half moon.
Yes, it does.
So what that does is when the player sets the club down, they can swing the club as it sits. There's no real manipulation of the club face. You just say, okay, I've got to hit this 40 yards, and you just take a full swing with that 60 and throws it straight up in the air and plops it on by the flag.
Okay.
It's really, really well done. And there was this new grip called the 360 from Lampkin. A unique feel, a rubber feel.
Yeah,
but it
feels incredible.
Yeah, it's got a neat feel. So they've done a lot of things to make this a better product, which continues to slay me that we can continue to introduce a product that's just better than generation previous.
I will get these wedges.
Yes, you will.
Here's the thing, and I always say this about these great clubs, Strixon, Cleveland, whatever. It takes my excuse away.
Well,
which is the part that I don't like, because really, with the wedges like this, if you don't hit good shots, I mean,
well,
I'm just saying.
If your excuse has gone away and your skill goes up, then that's a win.
Yeah, but I didn't say the second part of that. That's to be seen. All right, next week we're going to do some stats. We're going to do all the stuff we love.
This is why we play the game.
Thanks, Perry French. Perry French.
See you, Matthew.
All right. Perry French. We'll be right back. Hi, Christmas. I almost said Christmas Carol. Hi, Christmas Carol. I'm not saying his name twice because then I'm going to... Hey, Sean. This is what it's going to turn into. There's only one double name going on here. Next on the tee. If not the best, definitely one of the best podcasts. Go to podbean.com. Listen to Next on the Tee with our buddy, Christmas Carol.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.
Welcome back. This is the local edition of Backspin Golf because, you know, people that listen know we have people from all over the world this week, and I mean all over the world. This week we're staying local, and it turns out these two guys that are on the show this week not only know each other, but know each other quite well. In a little while, we're going to be talking to Robbie Baldwin. And now joining me is a guy that will be the coach I'm going to play for next year. Sean, where do you hear this? This is going to be unbelievable. Coach Matthew Martin of the Eagles of Morehead State. Hi, Coach.
Sure. How's it going, Matthew? Now, we have to be careful for NCAA rules. We cannot completely reveal your status as my top recruit.
Oh, okay.
I guess I just did. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, you know what? Nobody from the NCAA is listening. And I'm good with this. And apparently they're good with overlooking a lot of things. So, you know, I don't want to say anything, but, you know, they overlooked 22 years of crap at the University of Tar Heels. So anyway, that's my NCAA statement. No, I mentioned to you before we went on the air that I have 4 years of eligibility left because I never played golf in college. And, you know, I would very much like to represent the Eagles. So you're going to work on that for me.
If you, at your best, we can get you down to about a 72 average. We want you. We have a spot for you.
Do you play?
It's possible.
Do you play 18 holes? Because if you play like 14 holes, I'm right there.
You can stop after 15.
Okay, well, I can do that. I can do it. First of all, you have been very busy. There's a lot going on with you, right?
So you mentioned Robbie.
Yeah.
The busiest weekend of the year in Winchester, my hometown,
yes,
is Memorial Day weekend, a tournament I have played since the sixth grade. It is the highlight of my golf season. It is my major championship. So there's a lot to do this weekend. And then adding to that, on Friday, we had the Rocky Atkins outing at Eagle Trace, raising a ton of money for cancer research and the hospitals in this area.
Oh, so awesome.
I've been on the golf course, and a lot of our Moorhead Eagles are also playing this year in the Winchester tournament, and we're hoping we take over the bracket.
Now,
we're in the process of doing that.
I got a report because I have people all over the state who call in to me. I got a report that you fired a cool little 69 over there, I think, yesterday. Is that true?
I did. The putter was rolling. Robbie has those greens absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Now you better not be above the hole, because they are moving. I mean, honestly, they are the best I've ever seen them in my 32 years of existence.
Wow.
And it's awesome. Both Robbie and Bobby do an incredible job, and it's a fun course to play. On top of that, just kind of old school country club.
Yep.
The one in Lexington that reminds you of would be Picadome.
Yeah.
Very, very similar. I've always thought they are about the same, and mm-hmm. I play well at Picadome too. So
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, well, hold on for a minute, Coach. There aren't that many places you don't play well at. Okay. Don't make it sound like, you know, you're shooting 89 at Kearney and you're shooting 68 at Picadome. That ain't happening.
I guess I do feel like my game has progressed as a coach, because I can coach myself at times, and I'm better than I used to be. No question.
Well, Robbie knows this, and I'll talk to him about this. I'm sorry to say that I just went out to Winchester Country Club for the first time since I've been here. I'd never been out there before, and it's a great place, and I walked out and looked at the 18th green, and I went, boy, if all the greens are as good as this one, this is really something.
Yes, so, and they are. And I'm glad you finally made the short trip over there.
Yeah.
It's an easy trip, and kind of, I'll call it a hidden gem. I'm partial to it, maybe, but it's really in great condition.
All right, let's talk a little about the Eagles and what's going on with our golf team over there. Talk to us about, now I'm assuming your season is over, is that right?
You are correct. I mean, that's the reason we're all here in Winchester.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'd like to be over in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
So you could catch us on the television.
Yeah.
Maybe someday.
Mm-hmm.
We wrapped up the conference tournament at the end of April last month. We actually shot our lowest score since 1997.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the rest of the field went even lower, and we finished in eighth place, which is disappointing, honestly, but I do like where our program stands and where we're looking heading into next year. We return a good portion of our lineup. We lose three seniors that were tremendous leaders, and there will be a void to fill in the leadership department. So we'll have to do it by committee. We'll need multiple people to step up at different times and continue to set the example and raise the bar where we want it to be. But we have some talent. And honestly, I hope I don't see too many more of our guys in this Memorial Day bracket, because I will have to be shooting 69 or better just to stay with them. Well, which is good. That's what we want.
Yeah, but it's kind of a weird position in a tournament like this for you to be in. I mean, you're their coach, so you want them to play really well. But what, exactly. Not well enough to beat you? Is that what we're looking at?
Well, yeah, I'm trying my best to humble them.
Yeah, okay.
I do every now and then.
Yeah.
That they need to realize, hey, I better listen to this guy. He knows how to do it.
Exactly.
But they are certainly, most of them have more firepower than I do. And if they're playing their best and I'm playing my best, I'll be happy at the end of the day, shake their hand, and I'll be a cheerleader and a coach as we go through the rest of the tournament.
Awesome. Now, this is where I could come in next year. You just mentioned that, you know, you three seniors are gone and you're going to need leadership. Yeah. You know, I may not be able to play, but I'm a great leader, coach. I mean, I give my pep talks, you know, before they go out on the course – will be something to hear. I'm just telling you, I would have value here.
There's no question.
Yeah.
And no matter what the score would be or how many holes you ended up playing,
yeah,
you could bring something, and that's important. That really is important.
All right. Now, as we know, in college tournaments, I think you'd have five guys out there and you keep the four best scores. Is that how it works?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's all regular season events. But okay. Now, as we get into the postseason and what we're doing that's unique in our conference championship, we'll have match play to determine the conference champion.
Oh, that's cool.
On the very final day of competition, after those five count four stroke play days.
Right.
And that's what we'll see or we saw last week with the women, and this week the men, the final eight, make match play, and that's how we determine the national champion.
Right.
And it's an awesome way to play in terms of you get more of the team aspect to golf as an individual sport. And I think if I just send you out there as one of the five matches, you could be in the head of your opponent so much. We would get a point. Because they wouldn't know what to do.
Well, here's the thing. You put me out as the fifth guy, and I shoot 108 or whatever I'm going to shoot. You're not going to count my score anyway. But the other things that I'm going to give you are way more valuable than my score. So I think you and I are going to need to sit down and really talk about this. Plus, it would be great, you know, from Everett and Lee, my 15 and 12-year-olds, to have a dad who's on scholarship in college playing golf. This whole idea is just brilliant, Coach. It's brilliant.
I think we've stumbled on something here.
Okay, good. All right, before I let you go, what do we do now? We have, obviously, the big tournament is this weekend, but in the coming weeks, what goes on for you and your team out at Moorhead? Just playing golf all summer, is that what goes on?
Basically,
yeah.
they are they are on their own. They're playing different tournaments here and there throughout the state.
Mm-hmm.
Some will travel across the country. Hopefully we get somebody in the U.S. Amateur. That's a real possibility. And one thing I will mention, the day after the Barbasol, which I know you'll be right there covering
yes,
all that.
Every day.
We are having a fundraiser for both our men's and women's teams on July 22nd at Greenbrier in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And our most famous golf alum, Josh Teeter, will make an appearance there.
Oh, awesome.
And as part of that day, we're having a junior clinic in the morning. It's open to and free to any junior golfer in the eighth grade or younger. Josh and Kelly Williams will be out there, and hopefully it's a celebration awesome. Of how well Josh played in the Barbasol.
Yeah, that'd be really good. And as we get closer to that, obviously I'll have you back on and I'll talk about it.
Great.
We'll get as many people out there as we can. And this whole thing is just great. The work you're doing at Moorhead is fantastic. And now knowing, I know apparently your house is like right behind the golf course out in Winchester out there. And I just want you to know we had a big discussion about you over there the other day. So it's great to talk to you, and I hope I get to see you soon, Coach.
It's always great to hear from you, Matthew. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
I appreciate it.
See ya.
Bye.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
Welcome back. Continuing on Backspin Golf with the local aspect this week, we just heard from Matthew Martin, a Winchester lad, and who pretty much grew up at Winchester Country Club, as he put it, and joining me now, a new friend, and I have a feeling he's going to be a lifelong friend. I hope that doesn't scare him off, Sean. I'll have to ask him. Robbie Baldwin from the Winchester Country Club on the line with us now. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, Matthew.
It's great to talk to you. Now, I'm going to set the stage here. As I told Matthew, for some reason, I had never been out to Westchester Country Club before. So a few days ago, I came out. I walked in the pro shop, and there was your dad, who is a legend. He's a legend in the golf circles of Kentucky. And I asked him after we talked for a few minutes, where's Robbie? And he walked me outside and he said, you see that mower out there? That's him. And you were out there in the fairway. I took a golf cart and I actually met you in the middle of, I don't know what fairway that was we were on.
15,
yeah. And you hopped off your mower there, and we had a great conversation for a while. It was perfect. It was the perfect way to meet you, because you and your dad actually are both kind of legends out there.
I would say he's the legend. I'm just trying to follow in his footsteps and be as helpful as I can be. This is his 44th year here at the Winchester Country Club. So this will be his 44th Memorial weekend. And I would put him up against any other pro in the country with his energy and work ethic. And he is the last of a dying breed.
Which is sad to say, actually.
Yes. Very sad.
But to walk into that clubhouse, into the pro shop there, and just to look around Westchester Country Club, it is an old school country club in a beautiful setting, and what a fantastic place that is. And as you said, he's been there 44 years, and just I talked to him for about 15 minutes. I was exhausted when I walked out of there.
Yeah, he's I guess all you could say, all of my family members, my uncles, are, once you get them going, it's it's hard to get away. You have to keep on walking. Do not look back. And just try to say bye and get the last word in, because it's tough to sneak away from them.
Now let's talk about this weekend for people in Central Kentucky that have been here for a while, that are golfers, play golf, know about golf. This tournament, the Memorial Weekend Tournament, is as big as anything that goes on here. Talk to us about this weekend, and I forget how long it's been played. How many years is this for that tournament?
Well, the Masters is 83 years old. It turned 83 in April,
yeah.
And we are turning 83 in May.
So unbelievable.
We go toe-to-toe with them, and here's the difference. Ours is match play. So in match play, you have to have the exact right amount of people,
right,
or somebody's off and they're getting a freebie, and then it messes up a match the next day.
Right.
So this whole week is very stressful, mm-hmm, because you have to have your even number of 16s, and you can't have 14, you can't have 12, you can't have 15. It has to be 16, so everybody can play a match each day.
Now, explain to us how it works in terms of days and what happens the first day and so on. Explain that.
So on Saturday morning, we have the first round. Everyone plays their match. It could be the sixth or seventh flight, whichever. The higher handicappers are quote-unquote dew sweepers.
Mm-hmm.
They lead off, and everyone will fall in line tee times behind them, and we'll play foursomes. But every person has a match.
Right. So it's two matches in each foursome. Okay.
Two matches in each foursome, and the winners of those two matches will play each other tomorrow on Sunday,
mm-hmm,
and then the losers will play each other on Sunday in the consolation flight. So no matter what, you get to play two matches.
Right, at least.
Yes, at least. Sunday is D-Day. If you lose Sunday, even if you won on Saturday, you go home. So it's okay to lose the first day.
Right.
But if you lose Sunday, then adios to me.
All right. Yes. How many golfers will be in this tournament?
Right now we're looking at 132, which is funny because it's not an increment of 16.
Right.
We have a senior championship flight, which is 50 and above, and we used to get 16, but now we just go with 8. So those guys will play Saturday, Sunday, and then the morning on Monday. Everybody else will play Saturday, Sunday, Monday morning, and if you win Monday morning, you play Monday afternoon. So there's a possibility of getting to play 4 rounds of golf.
Wow.
Against 4 different people.
So awesome. But and I'll just say this, although and we'll talk about this in a moment. I would be in the dew sweeper super senior flight. But I mean, I'm way older than 50. So that, do you have a 65 and older flight?
No sir, we don't, but well, everything's based on handicaps.
Uh-huh.
So
okay,
basically it depends on where the numbers fall,
right?
But like, let's say 19 to 25 will basically round out a flight.
Yeah.
And then the 18 to 16 or 15 will round out a flight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we keep people pretty close to the same skill level,
yeah,
that they have.
All right, now here's the question, because it happens everywhere. What, sandbaggers? Like, I mean, you know, come on. There's guys out there, let's be honest, they're going to say they're 14s, and then they shoot 75. I mean, come on.
But that happens. And I mean, I guess they are sandbaggers. But, I mean, our course is 6,200 yards,
yep,
tree-lined fairways.
Yes.
Really, you have to be precise off the tee, and we have really small greens.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible for a 10 or 12 handicapper to shoot 75 out here.
Yeah.
But they can also shoot 90.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's just whatever.
Hopefully.
Whatever.
Hopefully they get exposed somewhere along the way if they're pulling that stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Since my dad has been here that long, the reputation and the integrity of the tournament, it really doesn't happen too often.
Yeah. Here.
Everybody respects mm-hmm. the tournament and the pro shop staff, and most people wouldn't try to pull the wool over our eyes.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure because I'm a stickler for rules. I'm just saying. That's how I am.
Totally understand.
All right. Robbie, this has been great, and I love talking to you, and I love meeting you, and blah, 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 and all that stuff. Now, there's something serious I need to talk to Laura about, your lovely wife, because she knows about this stuff. So give her the phone, will you, please?
There you go. Here she is.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
It's just me. It's just one guy. It's just me.
It's one guy.
Yeah.
A singular.
Yes, I am. That's what most people say. You're right. it's great. I had a great conversation with Robbie, and it's all great. Awesome. But this is really important, and I wanted to talk to you because actually you're a lot smarter than Robbie or me. So you're the one I want to talk to. I have a very bad elbow. I'm going to make this short. And it's affecting my golf game last weekend. Monday I came in and I got this cream at Winchester Country Club, and I am not involved with you guys in any way. This is a public service for golfers and regular people in our listening area. It's called Best Ball. It's a CBD cream, and I put it on my elbow, and I brought some home, and every day I've put it on my elbow, and within 15 minutes or 10 minutes, my elbow feels really good. And
it's amazing.
Just explain to us, we got about 3 minutes, just explain to us how this came about and what we can do to introduce people to this.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm a physical therapist by trade, mm-hmm. and obviously my husband's a golf pro, and he was telling me about all these members who were kind of dropping off each year because every year they would have more and more aches and pains, and they just couldn't endure all the discomfort when they were out on the course. And so their rounds were down at the course, their cart fees were down, and he and I were doing some research about all these hemp plant derivatives, and we decided we're going to reach out to a grower and a manufacturer here in Central Kentucky. We want to get involved with growing our own hemp, growing our own product, and finding a way that we can help people get back out on the golf course. And it sounds like we did that for you, which is great.
Yes, and not only me, but also our buddy, he's a buddy of yours too, Aaron at Picadome, and Justin at Kearney, and a number of people that I know. Aaron actually gave me some to put on my elbow over the weekend, last weekend. That's how this whole discussion started. And my wife has a bad neck. She put some on her neck. Her neck feels better. It really is. It's kind of, I don't like to say this, but it's kind of magic, I think.
Well, there is science behind it.
Yes,
of course.
We know
and
that.
If you go on our website at bestballcbd.com, we can kind of break it down on how it works mm-hmm. and how it may help anybody else. And there's a lot of information on there that you can see where you can buy it locally. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really great format for bringing people together on finding if it can help.
Yes. And here's the great thing that I love, and it may sound weird, but it started out and kind of it still is for golfers. Like you can only get it.
Absolutely.
You can only get it at four clubs here in Central Kentucky.
Yes.
Greenbrier in Lexington, and Idle Hour in Lexington, and Winchester Country Club, and Lexington Country Club. But mm-hmm. so it really is to help golfers. That's the thing.
Yes.
But
yes.
You've discovered it helps, you know, people even if they're not golfers.
Absolutely. I'm not a golfer. I like to get out there. I like mm-hmm. to have fun. But that's not the reason I use it.
Right.
I'm in my car all the time going to see patients, and my neck hurts from holding the steering wheel and from typing on a computer. And so I use it. I keep it by my bathroom sink every morning. I put it on my shoulders. They feel great the rest of the day. And then, you know, I'm not having to take different kinds of medicines and fill in the gap that way.
Right. Well, how about Twitter and Facebook and that stuff? Where do they find
you? Oh, absolutely. Just follow us, Best Ball CBD. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can kind of see the process of where our hemp plants on our farm in Paris, how they're doing, how big they're getting. It's just follow along.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be talking a lot more about this because I really believe in this stuff. And like I said, I'm not involved with you in any way with this, but other than we want to help.
We're glad we could help.
Help people. Yeah. Have fun this weekend. You guys are the best.
Thank you, sir.
I'll see you soon.
All right.
Tell Robbie I said whatever. Tell him I said goodbye. Okay, put Robbie back on the phone.
All right, here he is.
Thanks.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely, sure.
I would be remiss if I did not mention we have this upcoming summer for PGA Junior League at Winchester. We have 46 members on our teams. We have four different teams comprising of two 11-person teams and then two 12-person teams. And the junior golf over here has exploded again like it did back in the mid-90s.
Wow.
So we're really excited about our juniors and trying to grow the game of golf.
It's such a great thing. It really is. And anytime I can do anything to get the word out, you just let me know and we'll do it. And I'll be talking to you and Laura real soon.
Sounds like a wonderful plan.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. I'm going to try to come out and walk around for a little while over the weekend.
Sounds awesome. Hope to see you here.
Okay, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. That's terrific. I mean, Matthew Martin, we didn't even talk about him with Robbie, but they've known each other for years and years and years. If you get a chance today, go out and just walk around a little out at the Winchester Country Club. It's beautiful out there. And this tournament, 83 years they've been playing this tournament. That's even older than I am, Sean. All right. As always, I can't thank enough our partners, our wonderful partners. Carolyn Stone Insurance Services. Peeps, I'm with them. They're fantastic people. They'll get you five quotes for any type of insurance that you have and get you into better insurance policies than you have already. That's what they did for me. They can do it for you. French Lick Resort. I get choked up when I'm talking about French Lick. French Lick Resort. Go see him. 2 hours and 15 minutes away. Donald Ross Golf Course, Pete Dye Golf Course, 51,000 square foot casino. Are you kidding me? Lexington Parks and Rec. The great golf course is my home course, Kearney Hill. Also, pick a dome. Go see Aaron over there. Go see Justin at Kearney. We can't thank them enough for their partnership. Edwin Watts Golf. Ton of stuff going on. It's Memorial Day weekend. Go over there and just check out the Memorial Day sales they have going on over there. And Man O' War Golf. The greatest practice facility anywhere. And I mean anywhere. Go check them out. Go check out this Robo Golf Pro that they have over there. I'm not even going to describe it. Just go over there and let them put you through a session with the Robo Golf Pro. Or take a lesson from Brad or any of the great guys and gals over there. The best 100 top club fitters in America are over there at Man of War as well. Just go hit some balls, too. We'll be back next week. Thanks to Perry French. Perry French. We'll see you all next week on Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.